Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah He. We'll continue talking about people who are not able to give testimony about somebody or be a judge on their case. Mishnah says, Ha'ohev ve'hasoneh, somebody who's a friend or an enemy of somebody who's dealing with the case, cannot be the judge of that case, nor can they be the person testifying about them, because we automatically assume that they are biased. If they're a friend, they're going to give a positive judgment. If they're an enemy, they're going to give a negative type of testimony. How do we define both of these? Ohev ze shushbino. A friend is defined as somebody who was close to the person, that he was a groomsman at his wedding. He took care of the wedding. He was there for him. He gave him gifts. He was there for his friend at his happiest time. Sone, what's the definition of an enemy or someone who hates? Kol shelo dibir imo shelosha yamim be'eva. Anybody who the person who is being judged stayed away from for a period of 3 days out of hatred. If this pair of people hated each other, that they had an argument that lasted 3 days and they didn't talk, that is enough to be or create hatred between the two of them, and therefore he can't give testimony. Amru lo, lo nechshedu Yisrael al kach. The Hachamim responded to the Tanakhama, and they disagreed. They said, it can't be, the Jewish people are never suspected of this. The Jewish people will never give false testimony, either with love or hatred, so a friend or an enemy are allowed to be the people testifying in the court case. But they would agree with Tanakhama about a judge. They would say that people are biased when it comes to judgment, so therefore the friend or the enemy cannot be the judge in this case. Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. After the witnesses would like to testify about a case, for example, that they know that a certain person owes money to another person, what the judges would do in order to confirm that they were legit is the following. Mishnah says, Ketzad botkin et ha'edim. How do the judges examine the witnesses? Hayu machnisin otan u'ma'ayemin alehin. First, the judges would bring the witnesses into the courtroom and they would scare them. They would make them very afraid of giving false testimony. They would give them all sorts of stories about people who gave false testimony and that everyone dislikes those types of people. U'motzi'in et kol ha'adam lahutzin. They would have everyone else leave the courtroom. Umshayirin tagadol shebahen, and they would leave the senior witness there in the courtroom. Ve'omrim lo, and the judges would say to him, Emor heach atayodeh shezeh hayav lazeh. They would tell that witness, the judges, how do you know that this person, the defendant, owes money to this other person, the person who has a claim against him? Im amar, hu amar li shani hayav lo. If the testifier here says, oh, how do I know? Because the defendant in question, the person who has the claim against him, he told me I owe money to the person who has the claim. Or, Ish Peloni Amar Lishu Hayavlo. Or somebody else told me that the defendant owes money to the person with the claim. Lo Amar Klum. The witness has said nothing. The testimony is worthless. The fact is, many times people don't want to appear wealthy. They don't want to appear rich. So they'll make it like they have debts. They'll lie about a certain debt that they have. They'll say, oh, you should only know I owe so much money out there to other people, in order to make themselves look not as wealthy as they are. So that type of testimony can't be believed. And the second type of testimony, that somebody else told me that there's a claim and that this guy owes that guy money, that also is not believed because it's coming from a third party. So what type of testimony is believed? Ad sheomar befanenu hodalo shu hayav lo matayim. The testimony, the only testimony that's accepted is if the witness or the testifier is coming and saying, the defendant admitted to the person with the claim in front of me that he owes him 200 zuz. That's a obvious situation that it's real. If the defendant is saying it in front of the person who has the claim against him, he's not going to say that unless it's real. Afterwards, they would bring in the second witness. That first witness that we just mentioned, or the first person giving testimony, is alone in the room. So now they have him leave the room, and they bring in the second witness, and they examine him like they did with the first witness. If the statements of two of these witnesses were in line with each other, if they were consistent, then the judge would discuss the case. Shnayim omrim zakai, ve'ahad omer hayav. If two judges say that the defendant is innocent, and one judge says that he is guilty, zakai, we say he's innocent. Shnayim omrim hayav, ve'ahad omer zakai. If two of the judges say that the defendant is guilty, and one of them says that he is innocent, hayav, he is guilty in this case. We go by the majority. Here we're talking about cases of monetary issues. The majority is enough. We're not talking about capital punishment like we mentioned earlier on, where you would need more than a simple majority. If one judge says that he is innocent and one judge says that he's guilty, or let's say two judges say he's not guilty and two find him guilty, and then one of them says, I don't know, what they would do in this case is they would add judges to the court. If the third judge has an inability right now to make a decision, we say that we don't count him in the judgment right now, and you have to bring more judges. Since it's a monetary case, we bring one more judge, and then we would go by the majority of what these three decide, the two who were there previously, one we sidelined, and then we bring in one more judge to help us make the decision.